This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 11th episode of AppForce One podcast. My name is Jeroen Leenaerts, and I've been developing software for over 18 years, developing iOS apps for over 9 years, and I've been running the Dutch Cokeheads for over 7. If you are an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast because it will keep you updated on interesting articles, conferences, and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about own your crash logs with Peel Crash Reporter, launching an indie app, understanding @inlineable in Swift, getting started with associated types in Swift protocols, how to monitor system calendar for changes with EventKit, how to let users select contact from their contact list, how to set default values in Swift compiler generated initializers, Swift UI layout explained, free to watch, Swift mocks without protocols, Donnie Walsh's Monday morning tweet, iOS Conf SG, AppForce One podcast party, and coaching for free. If you want to support my show, there are several ways that you can do that. First of all, rate me on Apple Podcast. It really helps. I've seen a number of people already reviewing my podcast, and I'm very happy with the results. Also, have a look at my podcast page, appforce1.net/podcast, and look at one of the affiliates there and see if there's anything in there that you like. All the affiliates on that list are products or services that I highly recommend and that I use personally. You will find Donnie Walsh's books, Buzzsprout, Backblaze, and Sandy. Please have a look at my webpage and use those links to let them know that I've sent you. If there's any feedback, please contact me on Twitter @appforce1. Now let's get started. The Big Nerd Ranch doesn't release iOS-related articles that often anymore, but they have a good one again this month. Own your crash logs with PL Crash Reporter. It's a two-part blog post, and they have a great piece about all the fundamentals of crashes, crash reporting, and how you can deal with those, and how you can actually take control of crash reporting if you'd like. You don't have to rely on third-party services, and even if you do, this set of articles will really explain what goes on with crash reporting and how it's actually important for your app's process and the logging that surrounds crashes. Michael Tigas has a nice write-up about launching an indie app. It's a four-part blog post with all kinds of aspects that are relevant if you're trying to launch your own indie app on the App Store. It's a must-read if you're working on your own product. Bruno over at SwiftRocks.com has a nice write-up about @inlineable. It's a nice short write-up about this property that is a lesser-known one. Like others of its kinds, its purpose is to enable a specific set of micro-optimizations that you can use to increase the performance of your application. And while we're on the topic of language features, let's have a look at getting started with associated types in Swift protocols. Antoine has a nice write-up on his blog about associated types in Swift and how they closely work together with protocols. You can literally see them as an associated type of a protocol. They are a family from the moment you put them together. Obviously, it's a bit more complicated to explain how associated types work, but Antoine does a great job in his article. Once you've read his article, you'll definitely use associated types with Swift protocols more often. Filip Nemecek has been spending a lot of time with EventKit. He has multiple articles on his blog that are relevant if you're working with EventKit. One of them is how to monitor system calendar for changes with EventKit. If you are working with either calendar events or reminders via EventKit framework, you need to keep data up to date with the system calendar database. Philip will explain how in his article. Also, make sure to have a look at his archive because he has a lot more interesting articles on EventKit. This is starting to feel like study class because Gio over at Mocha Coding has a nice write-up about how to set default values in Swift compiler generated initializers. One of the many cool Swift compiler features that save development time is the compiler-generated initializer for structs. Unless you explicitly define an init method, the compiler will generate one for you based on the properties of your struct. Geo has discovered a way to retain the compiler-generated initializer and have it set the default value too. Objective-C.io also has a nice freebie this holiday season. Swift UI layout explained is free to watch for the rest of the year. If you have 4.5 hours to burn, definitely have a look at this content, because Objective-C.io content is always great. Joe Maslotti has been exploring a way to use inheritance instead of protocols to create mocks for his unit testing. This approach, of course, has its own set of trade-offs, but it might work better in some cases. And that concludes the news of this week. Now let's have a look at Donny Walsh's Monday morning tweet. Matthias Bucetics is working on the final touches for his Flipbook drawing app. He asks for some feedback on his in-app purchase screen. Kongxi app is working on the database for Kongxi 2, a free gravity switching tile match game. Mark was having some issues getting through the small business program onboarding. The Obstacle is the Way has started reading the book The Mythical Man-Month, a highly recommended book, I'd say. Midat Suleimani is working on learning Swift UI and better her automated test writing skills at the same time. John needs to get to bed. Umar Haroon is about to start working on a blogging section for his site. Let me know once you got it done, Umar. Pratik is learning about test-driven development. Frank Foster has got the week off, so he's posting a lot on Twitter and doing work around the house. Ruslan is going to add one groundbreaking feature to the updates Xcode. So what I see is that a lot of people are taking some time off and just relaxing and learning some new things, learning some new skills. Always good to do. Also, a big shout out to iOSConf Singapore. They're doing a virtual edition in 2021. I've called this conference out before, but I wanted to do it again because they had some additions to the speaker lineup, which was already good, but it's now even better. So if you have the time, have a look at their website. The conference is at January 21 and 22nd, and they have 2 workshop days in advance. On December 22nd, I did my first AppForce One podcast party. I had 23 registrations, and during the evening, during the event, about 8 people actually showed up, and I was able to have a good conversation with all of these people. It was a great atmosphere, and I really enjoyed the company, and I had some very good advice on making my podcast better. I hope on this first episode that I recorded after the event, this actually shows. I really enjoyed the way that the participants exchanged information and knowledge with each other. I will do another podcast party on January 26th. Have a look at it at appforce1.net/party. I hope you'll join me. I already have a number of RSVPs and I look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, I've also been working on coaching for free. I did a shout out on Twitter and I got a good feedback on that. 3 people are currently in negotiations with me on setting up a coaching program. More on this later, and I hope to have some content on this available sometime in January. So I hope you like it and I look forward to sharing it with you. And that's it for this week. On Thursday I will release my next interview episode, and on next week on Tuesday I will be back with a regular recording like this one. If you want to support my show, there are several ways that you can do that. First of all, rate me on Apple Podcast. It really helps. I've seen a number of people already reviewing my podcast and I'm very happy with the results. Also, have a look at my podcast page, appforce1.net/podcast, and look at one of the affiliates there and see if there's anything in there that you like. If there's any feedback, please contact me on Twitter at appforce1. 2020 has been a crazy year for everybody out there. I hope that 2021 will be a much better year than this one, and I look forward to all the great things that all you people out there are going to share with us next year. So keep on sharing, keep on talking with each other, and we'll see each other again in person, hopefully sometime soon in 2021. Have a great New Year's Eve, and I look forward to 2021. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. appforce1.net/lead developer. All one word.